Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Carlos Colon, the CEO and founder of Thanks. Thanks is a unique peer-to-peer delivery system like no other, where people that want to send something from their house or home to someone else, they will pick it up and deliver for you, all through the app and serving their community and helping them get in touch with each other without having to leave their home. You got to love the convenience. And Mr. Colon, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. It is a blessing.
Well, truly our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for coming out to be with us. So tell us, for starters, and obviously we're looking forward to hearing all about Thanks, but what's your background? Get into that to lay the groundwork as we kick things off here today.
Well, from a truck driver to a fashion designer, then getting into the tax industry, which I still am, owning, you know, quite a few franchises throughout the, you know, the East Coast. And but it was the need, understanding that there was a need, and that's how it started, from a conversation. And I said, I need to do something, because we need to stay connected and, you know, looking at what was needed in the community and with the pandemic and all that. So I said, I must create something. I got to come up with something. So I started making phone calls, and and understood that there was nothing like this. So I said, okay, how about if my mother needs something, I'm not able to get out of the house, and how do I do this? And also, you know, the other part of it is creating jobs, you know, during the hard times. So I said, okay, so here it is. We need to connect people, you know, through, you know, creating the jobs. Now we have someone coming to your property, you know, to your house, picking up, whether it's groceries or something that, you know, a family member needs, and it gets delivered, you know, all through the app. All the communication is through the app, and it's very specific. So that's how it started, from a conversation and, you know, looking at the need that there was at the moment back in March when it all started with the COVID-19, and then, you know, throughout the months, understanding and helping the small businesses stay afloat as well. Because, you know, little corner stores that depend on people walking in all day long for, you know, 10 to 12 hours now, it's so different now. So that's how it all started, from, you know, me having working with so many people and then understanding the need, and I connected the dots.
I like it. I like it a lot. Now, you got into some of the background on, you know, how things got started. How did the idea come to mind? Talk to us about how that came about. That's always interesting and certainly inspirational as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was driving around with my wife, and I'm trying to buy certain things. And I said, everything is closed, or there's a problem, or there's a long line. And you know, we want to stay protected as well, you know, mask on and all this other stuff. And I said, wait. People need to stay home, first of all. You know, certain places, it was just overcrowded, even though there was, you know, they were telling people to stay home. And then other places were just closed. So I said, how about if everything just gets delivered? And, you know, sometimes we have things at home that, you know, we could share. Let's say my mom needs rice, or whatever, you know, groceries. So I said, how about if I connect everyone through the app, you know, through an app, and, you know, just have someone show up, you know, contactless, just take the bag, and I'll follow up with the app and make sure that it gets there. Okay, so that's how it started back in March, and I started writing everything down. And watching the news, understanding what's going on in the community, I started developing the idea in writing. And, of course, I started calling people to see who can, you know, put this together and behind the scenes, meaning, you know, the tech part of it. And I took it from there. And here we are today.
How about that? And that's pretty awesome that you made this happen. It wasn't just a thought. You tackled it and made it happen. And that is a big congratulations to you for doing that. That's one of the most difficult things to do, to take a thought and to put it in the market. So awesome. Now, how does it all work? Who's your competition as well?
Oh, yeah, great. Competition, I always said this, you know, the only competitor against me is me. You know, it's whether you do it or not. And I definitely have a nice team behind me working hard to make sure that everything functions correctly. And some people compare this to Uber and Lyft, but it's not the same because this is items that will get delivered. There's no humans, you know, getting in nobody's car. It's just items being delivered, whether it's groceries, something you need, let's call it, you know, PlayStation, games, whatever the case might be. Something that somebody needs from peer to peer. We started doing business to peer as well now, but and how it works is you download the app as a user, register, and it's totally free. You don't have to pay to download it, and you will put in all your information, and it's just like Uber and Lyft, exactly the same way you put your information, your personal info. And when you're ready to send something, then you place an order, and it takes literally like 30 seconds. Let's say groceries, then you specify what is it that you're sending, and then the address from point A to point B, the sender, the receiver, and then a car will come to your house, pick it up, and then get delivered. And through the app, you're able to follow up and know when it gets there. Let's say the receiver left the house for whatever reason. They're able to say, I'm not home, leave it at the steps or leave it by the door. So the communication is there, very precise, so nothing gets lost and there's no issues whatsoever in between. And then once it's completed, then the receiver gets a code, 4 digits, to let the driver know that you're done, pretty much. So it takes literally 10 seconds. They could at the door say whatever the code is. It's to make sure that the order is closed. So it's very very user-friendly, of course, and it takes minutes. I mean, seconds, but because it's really, really easy to use. So place the order, wait for the vehicle to pick it up, and then it gets delivered. So on both ends, everybody's on the same page.
I think it is absolutely brilliant and phenomenal what you have in place. Again, this is pretty awesome and creative on your part. Today, we're joined by Carlos Colon, the CEO and founder of Thanx. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, walk us through, how do you serve your clients and what areas locally, or what's your coverage area, if you will?
Well, right now we're working hard in the tri-state area. It's taking some time, of course, because it's you know, a lot of word of mouth and definitely social media, but the marketing, and people to understand how it works, and you know, to welcome this to every community. They need to see and understand that it really works and that it is helping. Right now, Philadelphia is huge. You know, South Jersey is huge. It's moving. PA, a lot of areas, surrounding areas from Philadelphia, has welcomed this app and they're using it. So those communities, and also when it comes to small businesses, we're able to help a lot, because now if they never had to deliver, or meaning they never had the service, now they have us. We show up, whether it's a corner store, a little pharmacy. Small businesses benefit greatly with our system, because all they need to do is set it up. We do separate accounts for business owners, so it's more convenient and of course faster, because they're gonna send multiple stops at a time. So that's who we serve right now, and those are the communities. And definitely, again, as I mentioned, the small businesses are, you know, using this in a great way.
So, Carlos, where do you go from here, and where do you see yourself, say, in 5 years from now?
Well, it's a great question. I do get it a lot, and when I started, that was one of my initial questions, where I go from here, and in 5 years, where do I want to see this? I want to see this in every community, of course, throughout the United States. That's my main focus now, of course, to cover the East Coast first. And I do get a lot of phone calls from different states, you know, from here to the West Coast. But We are based in Philadelphia, and within 5 years, I see that being done, and of course, going out the United States with this great service, and of course, growing because the potential is there, the response is there, the communities are, you know, responding, and they definitely are using it, and they're letting us know. The feedback has been great, and of course, the little mistakes that we do make develop this, but we are growing. We're definitely growing. Where do I see it? I definitely see it in every state within the next 3 years, actually, and 5 years, absolutely going out of the United States and serving other countries. That's where I see it. Thank you for asking.
Now, you're more than welcome, and with a great service like that, why not? I could only see that taking place. So, again, awesome stuff. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or a tip, especially for those listeners that have an idea, that haven't taken action on that idea like you did? What would you have to say to those types of folks tuning in today?
Right. My advice would be never stop. Never stop. First of all, never stop thinking. I know you get to see the big picture, but take action. Take action. You can do it. Absolutely do not stop. That's my advice. Get up and get it done. There's always a way, and the how will come.
I like it a lot once again. And Carlos, thanks so much for joining us here today on behalf of Thanks. Where can listeners get all the details on Thanks and download the app or to get further information?
Well, we are through our every social media there is. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You can look it up as Thanks. Remember, with an X at the end, peer-to-peer delivery on IG, Go Thanks. And the website is www.gothanks. Remember, with an X, gothanks.com. And hit us up, send us an email. We're happy to serve you.
And that is easy enough. Again, we'll leave the link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further aid. Again, it is gothanks.com. Mr. Colon, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Carlos Colon, the CEO and founder of Thanks, a unique peer-to-peer delivery system like no other, where people that want to send something from their home to someone else, they will pick it up and deliver all through the app and serving their community and helping them get in touch with each other without having to leave their home. Certainly perfect during these times. And for all the details, visit gothanks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.